This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host, Paul Esposito. Thanks for joining me here today, friends. God bless you. Hope you're having a wonderful day. We are studying the Word of God here on this program. This is what we do, hence the name WGOD Radio. Now, if I owned my own radio station, oh boy, those would be the call letters if they were available. I just love that idea. God's always broadcasting. That's not an idea. That is a truth. God is always broadcasting. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. And that is when you get into the Word and let God speak through His Word, I guarantee you, you will hear truth. I can hear the arrogance of Pontius Pilate in the background saying, "What is truth?" And I hear the Son of God saying, "I have come to bear witness of the truth. All those that are of the truth, hear my voice." Now, we're in the Word of God, as always, on this program. This is the last part of a sermon. It's taken us four parts to hear it because it's 40 minutes long. If you'd like to hear the whole thing in its entirety, you can either send me an email, elected77@gmail.com, or you can go to one of my websites. One of them is gospelstudy.net. There's a link on there that says Gospel Study. That's the former name of this program, is now podcast. Click here. That'll take you to years worth of programs, over 5 years worth of podcasts. In the meantime, this is the last part of this message here. We're looking at the Apostle Paul. We're looking at when he received the call from God, he didn't go ask somebody else what they thought. But he did it. And we're looking at sometimes, you see, if you're married, God doesn't want you divorced. And you can't just go off and do something without speaking about it with your spouse. And we start off this program. I think I'm right in the middle of what someone said to me. I think this was over Christmas, and that was the naming of Jesus. How Joseph and Mary both had the answer. You see, the Holy Spirit confirms things when there's more than just you. But Paul said, "I did not confer with flesh and blood." Sometimes you and I don't need to go ask someone about something that God's told you to do, but you just should go out and do it. This is the last part of this message. We're wrapping up chapter 1 in the book of Galatians. Tomorrow we'll be back here with Revelation chapter 16. You're invited out to Island Community Church tonight, 6 o'clock from 6 to 7. We're looking at the great white throne judgment tonight, 6 o'clock, Revelation chapter 20, verse 11. We'd love to see you. Now let's hear the rest of this message here in Galatians chapter 1.
One, he stood before him face to face. The other says the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream. He didn't say, I'm going to name this kid. This is what it is. They both knew because they had confirmation, because that's how God works. He confirms things. But sometimes some things aren't meant for you to go ask somebody else's opinion. You're just meant to go do them. And I think sometimes this is what Paul means when he says, "I desire that you remain as I am." That is single. So you don't have to ask anyone. You can just go and do whatever the Lord's put on your heart. I think probably that's what he meant by that. Maybe he says, "I want you to go start a business." Maybe he says, "I want you to go write a book." It's not for you to ask somebody else. Well, God told me to write a book. What thinkest thou? No. But don't confer with somebody else. Do it. What did Paul say? I was obedient to the heavenly vision. That's what he said when he was on trial. That's what he said. Acts chapter 26. I was obedient to the heavenly vision. When God gives you the vision to do something, go out and do it. But don't ask someone else if they think it's right. Here's another good point I read. It said, though Paul met other Christians after his conversion, he did not consult them on doctrine. If he had been uncertain about the gospel, he could readily have gone to Jerusalem for a seminar with the apostles. I like that. But he did not. Rather, he went into Arabia. He went immediately into Arabia. It is doubtful he went there to evangelize, but rather to be away from people and to be with the Lord for personal study, meditation, and to receive further revelation. Sometimes we got to go off into the desert. You know, like Jesus, you know, the night before he picked his apostles, it says he went up on a mountaintop, prayed all night long to get away from the noise, away from everyone else, and just be alone with God. That's what Paul did when this happened to him. That's what we need to do sometimes. We just got to get away from the noise. This world is so noisy. Now let's continue and let's wrap up here. Verse 18 says, then, that is after spending time alone with God in the desert, then after 3 years, I went up to Jerusalem to see Peter, and I remained with him 15 days. But I saw none of the other apostles except James, the Lord's brother. Notice the Holy Spirit calls James, who was the pastor of First Baptist at Jerusalem. He was the head of somebody. Come on now. Second Baptist. No, he was the pastor of 10th Presbyterian. No, he was the pastor of the church at Jerusalem. The Holy Spirit says James was the Lord's brother. You hear that, Pope? He was the Lord's brother. He wasn't somebody else's brother. They say, well, it was his cousin because Mary was always a virgin. That's not what this book says. If you would please turn with me. Mark chapter 6, verse 2. And we're done. This is a showstopper, this verse. See, the problem is, I hate to single them out, but I'll single out anyone that doesn't hold to the Word of God. And that is the Catholics don't hold to the Word of God. They believe in their tradition, ahead of the Word of God. Other things, and the reformation of the church is in Latin, sola scriptura, which means we follow the Word alone. This church follows the Word alone. We don't follow, we believe in some traditions. Paul says in 2 Thessalonians 2:15, follow the traditions that I've handed down to you. But we follow the Word of God alone. Not a bishop, not any other man. Because the Holy Spirit wrote this book. This is what we follow. Mark chapter 6, verse 2. Now when the Sabbath had come, he began to teach in the synagogues, and many hearing him were astonished, saying, where did this man get these things? What wisdom is this which was given to him, that such mighty works are performed by his hands? Is this not the carpenter, the son of Mary? Listen to this. The brother of James and Joseph and Judas and Simon? Are not his sisters here with us? So they were offended at him. I ask you, who are you going to believe? It's your choice. I can't force you to believe something other than the Word. The Holy Spirit, this is a proof text that A, Mary is not a perpetual virgin. 2, Jesus had brothers and sisters. Half brothers, like what's our old saying, the brother of a different mother? Isn't that how it goes? Well, this is a brother of the same mother, but a different father, because God is Jesus' father. He was conceived as a miracle. He was conceived by the Holy Spirit, but he had a mother. His name was Mary. She was the mother of all of these others as well. James and Joseph and Judas and Simon and sisters. Sorry to disappoint you, but Mary is just a person, same as you and I. Now, don't get me wrong. Blessed and highly favored. But she'd be spinning in her grave to know people are bowing down in need of her today. She needed a Savior as well. It's just like the lyrics to that song. God rest ye merry gentlemen. She kneeled down on her knees, prayed to the Lord, her Redeemer. Verse 20. Now concerning these things which I write to you, indeed before God I do not lie. Afterward I went to the regions of Syria and Cilicia, and I was unknown by face to the churches of Judea which were in Christ. But they were hearing only, he who formerly persecuted us now preaches the faith which he once tried to destroy. And they glorified God in me. What a great work that God did with Paul. What a great work God has done with you. And yet I encourage you here today. It says, he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. He's not done working with you yet. You've got a sign on you that says work in progress, under construction. May others glorify God because of your life today as well. So let me leave you with this. I'm going to start doing this at the end of all these messages. A couple of take-home points with you today. Something for you to remember as you walk out the door. There's four of them. I've got them on the handout, actually. Number one is your Bible is God's word to you. If you want to hear God speak, then go to his word. If you don't care to hear God speak, then come up front for prayer. You need to receive Christ. That's the truth. Do you disdain the word of God? You cannot be a Christian if you disdain the word of God. If his word's no different than you than anybody else. Number two, when it pleased God. That is, not when it pleased you. God works according to his own time. Number three, God will turn your suffering around for good, no matter what it is that you're going through. Sometimes some of my greatest victories have come after my own sin or failure. God will take your failure and turn it around into something great because God loves you and he cares about you. And he's going to work out whatever it is that you're going through, whatever you're dealing with, God is going to work it out. It says, you are his workmanship. That's the word poema, where our word poem comes from. You are God's poem. He's at work in you, on you, through you. Number four, if God has instructed you to do something, don't seek out somebody else's opinion. If possible. Everyone follow me on that? Don't do something without saying something to your spouse about it. If you're single, you don't have to worry about that. If you're married, God's going to confirm it. Same as he did with Mary and Joseph. He'll confirm it with you as well. God's not the author of confusion. There is peace and harmony in the Holy Spirit. And he confirms everything. So let's pray.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web at wgodontheair.net. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio.